St. Paul to the Philippians. My beloved, obedient as you have always been, not only when I am present, but all the more now when I am absent, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For God is the one who, for his good purposes, works in you both to desire and to work. Do everything without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine like lights in the world, as you hold on to the word of life, so that my boast for the day of Christ may be that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. But even if I am poured out as a libation upon the sacrificial service of your faith, I rejoice and share my joy with all of you. In the same way, you also should rejoice and share your joy with me. The Word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, have you ever heard teenagers talk about their goals in this life? You know, they tell their friends that they want to be a millionaire or a rock star. And perhaps the more industrious of those teenagers might want to be a famous scientist, a great ball player, even the President of the United States. But suppose that in response to this question, what's your goal in life, a young man or woman would answer, I want to be a saint. Well, what do you think people would say? What? Surely you're kidding. Well, just who do you think you are? Well, this is no problem at all for St. Paul. In today's reading, Paul indicates that he would take this query and its response quite seriously. He tells us today, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. What he means here is, aim for sainthood. Aim for sainthood with awe for your God, and with great seriousness of purpose, so that you might shine like a light in the world. In our gospel reading today from Luke, Luke would agree. He tells us today, follow God with total dedication and total commitment. He pushes it even further. No attachments to family, no attachments to possessions should ever take you away from God. And even your sufferings in this world should be accepted without grumbling, because you should anticipate the beauty and greatness of the next world. My friends, sainthood should indeed be, for all of us, our most important goal. Seemingly, that was so for the Philippians. For Paul calls them beautifully beloved. He cares about them as children of God. He wants to rejoice with them and share their joy in thinking about the life to come. Thus, for all of us, should not the next life be at least as important as this life? And if that's true, true, why are we all so reluctant to confess sainthood as our life's goal? Surely, we should not be. We should be proud of that goal. So choose the goal of sainthood. Make mom and dad proud. Make your wife or husband proud. Broadcast it to all your friends. I want to be a saint. Yes, I really want to be a saint. Yes, I am determined to be a saint.